Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Tenacious D have cancelled their tour, the remainder of their tour in Australia, because of this.
Happy birthday, dear Kyle. Happy birthday to you. Make a wish, Kyle. Don't miss Trump next time.
So Jack Black has cancelled the rest of the band's world tour after his bandmate Kyle Gass made that controversial joke about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at the weekend. And the School of Rock star said that he was blinded by his bandmate's remarks on stage, adding that all future creative plans for the duo are now on hold. Now, Kyle Gass has since apologised, but there's been a lot of criticism of this online, and it's raised the question about, you know, when do jokes go too far? And is it ever okay to make a joke about an attempted assassination? Comedian Jim Elliott is with us on the line today. Jim, were Tenacious D wrong to cancel their tour?
It's an interesting question. And you wonder if it's coming down to dollars and cents and future career prospects. I think they were wrong to cancel the rest of their tour. It was clearly a joke. You could hear from the reaction in the room that everybody laughed about it. And to your question about appropriateness, do you want to hear the oldest American political comedy joke I know? I first heard this joke in 1993, but it has been told since the late 1800s, and it works with any president.
Right.
But when I first heard it, it was 93. And the joke goes like this. President Bill Clinton is asleep in the White House, and he's dreaming, and he sees Abraham Lincoln in his dream approach him and say, hello, President Clinton, congratulations on your electoral win. And Bill Clinton says, oh my gosh, President Lincoln, sir, it's an honor to speak to you. What can I do to help lead the American people? And Lincoln is quiet for a second, and he says, spend a lot of time going to the theater.
Right.
That is the oldest joke. That's a 120-year-old joke.
Okay.
Everybody's told it. I've heard it about every president. It's clearly a joke. The joke about the act is not the act. It's what happens. And Tenacious D. I mean, are you familiar with Tenacious D?
Well, sort of, but I know that this is, it's kind of in their form, isn't it?
It absolutely is. If people don't know who they are, obviously it was Jack Black is the superstar of the group because he's a big movie star now. But in 2001, they were just a comedy rock duo. They made sketches about the trials and tribulations of being a rock band on the road and trying to write music and dealing with groupies and cops and bar owners and stuff like that. They had an album that they put out in 2001 that's a fabulous album. It's got Dave Grohl on the drums. It was produced by the Dust Brothers, but it's a comedy rock album. They're great songs, but they are ultimately sketches. And on that album, they have a track called City Hall, where the two of them are decrying the state of the world, and they decide that they're going to start a riot and overthrow the people in City Hall and make themselves the kings. And then they realize that solving actual societal problems is very difficult. They struggle with wealth inequality, yada, yada. And then ultimately they get paranoid of each other and they poison each other, and the song ends. It's a song about how power corrupts and governing is hard. But it is a call for a violent uprising and overthrow of the government. And by the way, it rocks. Put on the track City Hall if you're driving somewhere.
Right,
it's a great
okay,
show.
Yeah.
I
suppose
this is the kind of stuff they do.
Yeah. So maybe, is it different? I suppose the question being then, is it different because the band have form and this is the kind of stuff, you know, there is sort of an element of comedy in what they're singing about. But given that this only happened, the attempted assassination of Donald Trump at the weekend in Pennsylvania, like it is so raw and so recent, was it just a case that it was too soon, Jim?
Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Oh, boy, it's too soon. Okay, listen, well, I tell you what, I'm going to quote Donald Trump himself from January of this year after there was a school shooting in Iowa, that we have to get over it and move forward. Okay, it's a comedy show. They're a comedy group. Everybody in that stadium knew what they were going to see.
I have another Jim on the line too. Stay with us, Jim Elliott, because I've got Jim in Tipperary. But Jim, you're a Trump supporter, is that right?
Yeah, but successful, yeah.
Yeah. What's your view on this? Was the joke appropriate or not?
No, it's not appropriate. And I like a joke. And That gentleman that spoke just before you, there is another very good joke spoke about Clinton, if you want to. I'll just say it to you real quick. Lewinsky, Monica Lewinsky and Clinton.
Right. I don't know where this is going, but we're a daytime radio show, Jim, and I don't know what little ears could be listening.
No, it won't. I won't say anything wrong or inappropriate. You know, I understand that. But
you're going to go on with the point anyway, because I have a couple of other callers that I want to bring in here too. But
it's not funny. I have a good sense of humour myself, and it's not funny because there's nothing funny about the poor man that was protecting his family in the audience, in the group, and he's dead. And he has a young daughter and his wife, and they were with him. And he's lying on a stone somewhere on the slab. That's not funny. Even the assassin, he's a young 20-year-old. He's dead, a hole in his head. And there's two. And that's sad because his parents are there wondering, how did it all go wrong? And I said, and I think there's a limit. There has to be a limit. Very bad taste. It's not funny. There's nothing funny. There's two people in serious condition. Again, nobody knows how to lend. So there's two people dead, and there is whether you like him or you support him or not. He's a man. He's 78 years of age. He's putting himself out there. He, especially in American politics, you are likely you could be assassinated. That has a kind of a history of that back down through the years, and he's. You know, a bullet. I mean, somebody was praying for him, if anyone believes in prayers anymore. But somebody, something, somewhere was protecting him. And it went through his ear. I can't see the joke in it. I can't see the fun in it. And because people died, I can't see the fun. I suppose that is.
Maybe it's because of the kind of commentary, though, that Donald Trump has made over the years.
I'll say about Trump, this: he does put himself out there as a joker, and he'll talk to maybe a reporter, and he'll say, oh, you're not a nice person. You know, he is, that's why the press love him, because he's a great entertainer. And I mean, he has a background of television as well, you know, like your Fired, you know, the Apprentice, he has all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's very entertaining, he's very good. He does put himself out. I won't say the clown, but he does clown a bit. You know, he's funny and that. But
well, then, if anything, he should get the joke. He should take the joke, if that's the case.
He should?
He should take the joke. Like, he shouldn't be offended by it. I'm sure he's
not. I don't see... Would you believe him out? I don't know. I mean, apart from the people in the audience, or not the audience, or whatever you call it, you know, at the rally, what's on my mind is the young 20-year-old lying there. Why in the name of God has that happened? I'm sure his parents are saying, how did this come to this?
Okay.
And there's nothing funny. And there's nothing funny about the man that lost his life.
That is a fair point. And I do wonder, Jim Elliott, does that change things a little bit? Like, you know, the fact that...
No, it's not a fair point. And it doesn't change anything. Yes, there's nothing funny about the two people who are dead, but that's why the joke wasn't about them. And I don't even know why we're talking about jokes. If you're a Trump supporter, the first thing Trump did when he got into office was sign a bill making it easier for people with mental illnesses to obtain handguns. But yeah, no, let's all fill our diapers over a joke on stage at a comedy show. That's what's important. That'll change the world.
Owen is with us. Owen, do you think was the joke too far?
No, nor do I think a joke can go too far, really. But Tenacious D, I mean, they're a comedy act, they're a rock act. And traditionally, aren't they both supposed to be subversive? So, I mean, I don't think anything is really off limits. And it was a joke.
Well, as Jim Elliott pointed out, the audience reacted. The audience enjoyed it. They knew what they were there
exactly,
and what they were getting.
Yeah, it's like people that go to comedians. You know, there are some comedians that, you know, you or I might think are in very bad taste, but... You know, if most of the audience are there, they know what to expect. Mm.
But here's the thing. While we're talking about this today, Jack Black from Tenacious D, he thinks it's inappropriate. He has gone and cancelled the rest of their world tour after this controversial comments.
Yeah, that's worrying about future earnings. You can be absolutely sure that he enjoyed the joke himself, you know.
So damage limitation over any potential impact they're in.
That's what it is now. It's just going to take the short-term hit because we are living in cancel culture, so he's wise to that. But, I mean, what he should have done really is just to make the joke, you know, make the audience aware that it is a joke.
Mm.
Everyone gets to move on. It's not a big deal the following day.
I take your point about the cancel culture. The thing is, though, the reason we're talking about this today is because of the fact that Jack Black cancelled the tour. It wasn't the cancel culture came looking for them. We're chatting about it because of the moves that the band took.
Yeah, well, that's preemptive because he's a smart businessman. But as I say...
You reckon he just got out ahead of it?
Yeah, that's all. No, and in one sense, I don't blame him. You know, you do want to protect future earnings. I mean, Tenacious D isn't his only career. So he has to, you know, look out for the dollars coming in with his A-list Hollywood career too.
But by doing that,
he's very weak.
By doing that, though, Jim Elliot, he has actually made, Jack Black has actually made a bigger story of this. He's the
one.
You
wonder if it was Jack making the story of it, or if he was responding to Senator Babbitt of Australia, who issued that press release calling for their immediate expulsion from the country. Maybe that's when he realized, like, oh God, if there's going to be local politicians, wildly hypocritical, by the way, Senator Babbitt has tweeted multiple times that without free speech, our nation will fall, blah, blah, blah. But he decided, like, look, he saw what happened to Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin got legitimately canceled. She was put on the no-fly list for a couple of years.
Yeah, but like, would have paid attention to that Australian politician?
Once it started to get traction in the Australian press, I'd say that's probably when he made the call to pull the plug on it. And I get it. You know, he's got to worry about that Kung Fu Panda money. And God knows that the last thing they want to do, like Tenacious D are a party band. Those shows are good times. I imagine the last thing he wanted to do was to hold that band up as like, no, we're the paragon of the resistance. And you know, sort of stake that corner out. That's never been what they're about. They're about good times and partying. So I get it.
A listener here suggests perhaps Jack Black was just looking for an excuse to break up the band because he's sick of Kyle Gass for quite a long time. Suggestion from one of our listeners today. The majority of the texters actually are in total disagreement with Owen and Jim Elliot on this. Listener says, why in the hell would any sane person want to joke about an assassination? That's Dee in Dublin. Of course, it's okay to laugh at an assassination joke regarding Trump. It should be compulsory, says this listener. Another texter, it was an attempt to kill Trump, but it'll probably put him in the White House, so he'll milk it. And he should actually, should thank the shooter, says this texter. Another listener suggests, of course it's okay to talk about the assassination attempt. Trump made jokes far worse than this over the years, and so did some of his own family members and son too. So I think whatever is good for the goose is good for all, says this listener. 087 1400 106, as always, that's the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch. Comedian Jim Elliot, also Jim, Trump supporter in Tipperary and Own as well in Limerick. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.